It must have been like when a football scout sees a new player that stands out from all the rest. They're going to be the new shining light in the team. It must have been like an actor in an audition when the director says, "You're the one that we've been looking for. You're the one we've waited for." It must have been like when someone stands on the stage of Christ Church Has Got Talent and the judges say in hushed tones, "Get them off." "You're going to be the next star. Would you like to be on a rota?" Something just shines out. Something just shines through. It must have been like when people saw Mother Teresa of Calcutta, when they saw her working, watch her caring, and see a peace and a light that came from nowhere else. Something shining out, something shining through that was different. And as she used to speak words of encouragement and bringing blessing upon lives to everyone that she needed, bringing kind words and a warm heart when nobody else could or would. It must be like when people come to the winter night shelter, or when people get the advice they need from the legal advice clinic here in church, or when young people come to Cafe Connect, or when folks arrive to communion on Thursday and spend some precious time together, or when people gather for a moment to pause at the Teze service, or when we meet to gather in God's name here this morning. Something different shines out. Something amazing shines through that we could never make with electric or match or wax. It's something powerful and universal, but something divine. It is the light of Christ. The light of Jesus that comes into the world, the light of the Lord, a light that started before all time, before the beginning of all things, that streams through creation and into every created life. That light that shines through every twinkle in the eye and sparkles in the name of every brother and sister. It's a light in God's image, a light we remember in the flame of every candle. Now that light can be reflected and brightened and multiplied and refracted in everything that we do and every word that we say. We can shine it ever stronger in the way that we walk through our days. Now, Simeon knew that light, and he was looking for it to appear, ready to see it, ready to help it shine. And Anna knew that light too. She was looking for it. She was ready to share it. She was ready to shine it in everything that she said. And rather than being dazzled and overshadowed and blinded by a light that searches into every heart, rather than being frightened and retreating from a light that shines like no other, they reach out and embrace it. A light for them and a light for us. And they speak power into it. They speak love and joy into it, and grace and truth. They speak encouragement and blessing and wisdom into that small child of 6 days old. And that child is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. That child is the one for whom they've been waiting and the one we've been waiting for too. The child they see is the Lord that we know. That face that's reflected in theirs is the face that we see in every Christian smile and every created face around the world. What a marvelous thing that they did for him. What a marvelous thing they do in our name, to speak words of wisdom, to speak words of love, spoken from the heart into the heart of all. The life of one who will grow in wisdom and in stature, in strength and in love. And I believe that that's our calling too. To speak love and wisdom, to call down blessing and encouragement into all God's children, whether they are young or not so young, whether they are the ones that look like us or the ones that are completely different, whether they're the ones that we think are worthy for encouragement and blessing, or whether they are the ones that God knows need encouragement and blessing. We are called to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly, shining a light of Christ in all that we do. You know what happens here? I'm going to challenge you. When was the last time that you spoke words of encouragement and blessing into somebody else's life? When was the last time you spoke encouragement into somebody's life? Maybe you did it so that they could hear you. Maybe you whispered it as a prayer to God. When was the last time that you encouraged somebody to shine as a light that God made them, rather than you shining in your own light? Did they know that you were letting them shine a bit brighter than you? Did they know that you were encouraging them to shine as the light that God made them? Or maybe you did it as a silent act of worship to bring the glory to God. And as we do, as we speak encouragement and blessing, we grow in ourselves. As the stature of God's disciples. As we do so, we create safe spaces for people to learn not just about themselves, but about their faith and their growth in Jesus. As we speak encouragement and blessing, so we safeguard all God's children. We safeguard their light in this dark world. The last line of the reading says that God's favor was upon him, and he grew in wisdom and stature. So as God's favor was upon Jesus in that temple, as he was declared the shining light, so may God's favor rest on you as you shine his divine light. Some translations say that God's grace was upon him. Grace being God's eternal gift of salvation, given, not earned, offered freely to all, and gladly received by those who would accept it. So this morning, as we encourage one another in love and wisdom, as we shine as lights for Christ in the world, may God's grace and favor be with you. Amen.